Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. There's a renewed appeal for information on cattle allegedly stolen from Mary War, including a $20,000 reward from the owners. Rural crime investigators appealed for the public's help in October last year when 45 black baldy cows and their calves and one apricot limousine bull were stolen from a property on the Golden Highway. The estimated loss is worth $130,000. The family don't want them back if someone has unknowingly purchased them, but they want to track down who was responsible in a bid to put a stop to stock theft in the area. The cows are branded with RJA and have pink management tags with J&A Mabin in the left ear. There are photos at our website of the identifying features. If you have any information, please contact Muswellbrook Police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. WhatIf.com have announced the winners of their Aussie Town of the Year Awards for 2021, and a Hunter Valley town has come in second place. The annual Aussie Tourism Awards recognise some of the country's best destinations for the year ahead, and just behind Cairns that came in first is Pocolban in the Hunter Valley. WhatIf described Pocolban as indulgent, picturesque and relaxing. Mudgee came in fourth place. New research shows that for Aussies who managed to take a local holiday in 2020 rather, 95% agree their trip either met or exceeded their expectations, and around 60% of people now recognise there is a lot more than they thought to explore in their own backyard. A Cessnock man is having a very happy hump day after winning $200,000. The man said he's had a rough start to the week, but suddenly it's all looking up after purchasing the Lucky Lotteries ticket at Cessnock West News Agency. He's going to remain anonymous, but said he would be putting the money towards a well-earned home renovation. And there's now an official closing date for the Target Country at Scone. News that parent company Wesfarmers would be downsizing the Target brand broke in May last year when they announced the profitability of the once favoured department store was falling. The store will be closing on April 3rd. The Singleton Greyhounds have welcomed some new players. They're coining the Flying Fijians. Rupeni and Aparosa are playing with the rugby league team this season and have moved to the area from Fiji to work. Both men are wingers and are very excited to play in the Hunter Valley Group 21 season. The season kicks off on April 30 with five first grade teams from Scone, Muswellbrook, Denman, Aberdeen and Singleton. The Scanlan Shield, for the first time in 3 years, will also be going ahead in April. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.